everybody.
Hello.
We have Katie and Rudy from the American International School. Hi. How are you?
Okay, fine.
Fine? Okay or fine?
Fine.
Fine, good. And my students from Fazakosh, David, Judy, and Attila. Hi.
Hi.
And Wanda, Mati, and Jod. Hi. Good. And we have a very special guest, Mr. Bershanyi Miklós, who is the director of the Budapest Zoo. And yesterday, I was thinking about this program, and I looked at my watch and I said, my watch band is made of crocodile, a sort of crocodile skin. He's going to have a very bad impression on me. Then I went to my wardrobe and opened the door, and I found this. Judy, would you come here for a sec, please? Would you come, please? And this is a kind of, would you turn back? This is a kind of very nice boa. I think it's a weasel, a kind of weasel. Is it nyesht, nyust, or menyit? Is it a weasel? Kind of.
It's a kind of weasel. Kind martin,
of, I think. Martin. Pine martin or beech Maybe. Martin. What beech kind martin. Of martin? Thank you very much. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, you can take it off. Right. And to my horror, I found another piece of clothing. Attila, would you come here for a sec? And then I checked it. Would you put it on? Just for a sec. And I checked it, and this is buffalo skin. Very nice buffalo skin. Thank you. You can sit down, and if you don't like it, take it off.
It's already hot here.
Right. Thank you. So, should I feel guilty? Am I a nice person having a crocodile strap, having a buffalo jacket? Should I feel guilty?
Well, are you eating meat?
Yes, I do.
Are you eating vegetables?
Yes, I do.
Then I think you are using living creatures for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a guiltiness, you think?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. Crocodile is okay.
Well, it depends. If it's an endangered species of which extinction promotes if you wear a band of crocodile skin, then you could feel guilty, but otherwise I wouldn't say so. Possibly if the skin came from a crocodile farm where a lot of native people can make a living of breeding crocodiles and producing the skin of the crocodile for use of other people, I don't feel any difference between producing pigs or crocodile.
Ah, thank you very much. Good. Right. Now, you like pets. Put up your hand if you have ever had pets at home. Right, good. Me too. Now, one of us, I mean, a pet is going to be on the screen. And a kind of pet bears some resemblance to its owner. So would you please have a look around and try to find out who the owner of this pet might be. And I'm going to count up to three, and would you please point at the person you think has this pet? One, two, three. Point at the person. You are wrong. This is, whose is it? Would you put up your hand if it's? Yes, Marty.
Yeah.
What kind of a pet is it?
It's a, I need my nose.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's a German Shepherd dog.
What's his name?
Tommy.
Tommy, nice name.
Not much.
All right. Now here's the first card for you guys. Judy, would you read it out?
Reincarnation.
Reincarnation. Can you help
reincarnation.
Me? Reincarnation. Can you help me what it means? Rudy.
When you're reincarnated and become, well, you die and then you're back as something else or something.
Yeah. You come back to life.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the first task. And I ask you to think about an animal you might like to come back in. What kind of an animal you would like to come back to life? Okay? And you know the name of the animal, but I'm being nasty because I want you to mime out the animal.
No.
I'm being nasty. Attila, would you come here and try to mime out the animal, and we are going to try and find out.
It will be difficult. Shall I lie on the floor?
Well, if it's necessary, just face
it. I don't require it. I just
right.
Like this one.
Okay. Would you do it again?
I would rather not.
Oh, would you do it again? I haven't seen that.
Okay, like this.
Any guesses, girls? No guesses?
Don't say anything.
David?
No.
No guess? Miklos, I'm going to guess.
Snake.
Kind of snake?
Well, a vertical
snail.
Snake.
let me have a little.
An ostrich?
I've got an idea that this animal lives in water.
Oh, yes. That's why it's so
difficult. Would you say the name of the animal?
It's a kind of fish. It's a dolphin.
And why did you choose that?
Because
it was very difficult.
Yes? Because of two things. The first one, it's in water, and I would like to try living underwater, because I haven't tried that. And the other thing, that it's very intelligent, the most intelligent animal I know. And so once I became a man, I wouldn't like to lose this. I would like to become more intelligent instead of less.
Good. And you would like to live in water?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Judy. Yeah, could you come here?
Oh, I'm striped, okay?
No.
To be.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Why?
Because they're so beautiful, and I like yellow and black together. I like.
Right. David, I have mercy on you. Just say the name of the animal.
Well, it would be either an eagle or a raven. Anyway, some kind of bird.
Why?
Because compared to other animals, they live extremely long, and they are the most intelligent birds. I mean, the eagle and the raven. And I would be absolutely free.
Right. Thank you. So it's freedom, basically.
Yeah.
Yes, Rudy?
Mine's hard to mind. So can I just like give you clues or something? And
you can say the name of the animal.
Okay, cool. It's a black panther.
Why?
Because I think they're so beautiful. And they're fast. And I don't know.
Yeah, Katie?
I'd like to be a duck-billed platypus.
Why?
When I come
Hungarian. Hungarian students, do you know what it means?
Yeah.
Say it again. Fantastic. Why?
Because they're so unique. There's not another animal that looks like it. And
would you say the name again?
Duck-billed platypus.
Wonderful name.
Yeah.
Mr. Pershing, have you ever thought about this problem, coming back to life? What kind of animal would you like to be?
Wow, never thought about it. Maybe an elephant.
Maybe an elephant. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's cute.
If you can see an elephant, thank you very much. You can see an elephant here on the projector. And let's identify the basic part of the elephant.
The trunk.
What would you call this bit?
Tusk. Trunk.
Yes, this is the trunk. Everybody, please. Oh, trunk.
Trunk.
Trunk. Right. And what would you call this?
Tusk.
The tusks. Yeah.
This is the tusk. Right. Everybody, please. Tusk.
Tusk.
And what is the material called?
Ivory.
We have this. Luckily, ivory. Very, very good. Okay. So we are going to watch a lot of things about the elephant, and the first question for you, my Fosico students, what do we learn about the baby elephants and you, Katie and Rudy? What do keepers do around the clock, day and night, without stopping, around the clock? Okay, is that clear? Shall we have the first, please?
Like a class of well-behaved school children, these orphan elephants follow their keepers everywhere they go. Between 2 and 10 months old, the elephants need constant care and attention, just like a human infant. The keepers work in shifts around the clock, feeding, playing, and even sleeping next to the elephants to give them a feeling of family protection that they've lost in the wild.
So, Judy?
They are so-called orphan elephants, and they are in need of some kind of a family background. That's why they get care and attentiveness from...
Wonderful. What is an orphan? How could you describe it?
A child with no parents.
Wonderful. Good. And Katie, what do keepers do around the clock? Without stopping?
They feed the elephants, they play with them, they basically take care of them and try to play the role of the mother to
right.
the elephants.
And they?
Work in shifts.
Work in shifts. What does that mean?
That they take turns, that they're not on a constant cycle, that they also alternate with other people.
Yeah, there's the morning shift,
and
the afternoon shift, and the night shift. Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. Again, a question for both groups, the international group. Where does the money come from for the orphanage? That's your task, not task, but task. And your task is watch for numbers, figures in connection with the orphan babies. All the details, okay? Shall we have the second one, please?
It takes 2 years to prepare an elephant for survival in the wild, an expensive task funded by donations from around the world and a constant stream of tourists who can't resist the elephant's charm. Until recently, the bills at the orphanage were significantly cheaper. Although 30 elephants have been successfully reintroduced into the wild by the orphanage, there were only 4 or 5 in residence here at any one time. Today, there are 11 orphans, a worrying sign for everyone concerned with elephant conservation.
Right, Rudy, where does the money come from?
Donations.
That's one, and the other source?
Tourists, yeah, people come to see.
Right, okay, good. And figures, numbers in connection with the baby elephants, David?
There are only 11 orphans left, and maybe creating such a facility so such an orphanage became much more cheaper. There are 3 or 4. I couldn't get that one around.
There used to be 3 or 4 elephants at any one time, but now there are 11 orphan elephants. Yeah. And if I remember well, 30 elephants were reintroduced into the habitat. Okay. And this is a worrying sign. Now there are 11 elephants. Why do you think there are 11 elephants now, baby elephants? There used to be 3 or 4.
Because all their parents have died.
But why? That's the question.
Why? Hunters?
Yes, what would you call hunters who illegally kill elephants?
Poacher.
Say it again, please.
Poacher.
Everybody, please. Poachers, and it is called poaching. That's very important at the back. Poaching, killing elephants illegally. Poaching. Have you got a Hungarian word for that, Mikey?
Elephant vadász, illegális elephant.
Say it again.
Orvadász.
That's it.
Ez a többi ére is vonatkozik.
Right, good. Poachers, there are poachers. Okay, good. Now, what I have here is an abbreviation. And I need your intelligent guess. An abbreviation like BP could mean British Petrol or Budapest. Now, what do you think it might mean? Any guess would be welcome.
Something elephant.
Something elephant here? Well, we'll see. And this is going to be your task. You know what it is, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. I want you to try and find out this abbreviation. So what does it stand for? That's your task.
Okay.
CITES, what does it stand for? And my students from Fazekas, what happened in 1989? That's the only question you've got to listen to, okay? Could we have the next one, please?
When the United Nations Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species banned the worldwide sale of ivory in 1989, it gave populations of African elephants, which had been pushed to the brink, a chance to recover. Ivory smuggling continued, but stricter enforcement of the convention made poaching a less lucrative and attractive venture.
Right. So, CITES, got any ideas? Katie, okay. Come on.
The Convention of International Trade of Endangered Species.
Wonderful. I can't believe that. What? Absolutely wonderful. And your answer? What happened in 1989?
Worldwide sale of elephant tusks.
What happened to the worldwide sale?
It was banned.
Say it again. Say it.
Banned.
Yeah. It was banned. There was a ban. An official prohibition on this. A ban on trading endangered species. Mr. Tershani, what would you call this in Hungarian? CITES. What's the Hungarian name for this?
We call it in Hungarian CITES. well, CITES has the full Hungarian meaning. Nemzetközi egyezmény a veszélyeztetett állatfajok kereskedelmének megakadályozására.
Right. Are we a member of this?
Yes, Hungary is a member. Even more, Hungary is one of the initiators of prohibiting or banning ivory trade in the world.
Well, it's easy for us. We don't have elephants.
We don't have too many.
We don't have too many. And just one more question. What are the endangered species in Hungary, the most valuable endangered species? If you could come up with one or two.
Hungarian endangered species?
Yes, Hungarian endangered species.
Well, for example, the great bastard, which is the large nagytúzok in Hungarian.
What is it in English?
Great bastard.
Bastard. Great yes. Bastard. Nice well, name.
Bastard means believe. Something else.
Yes. Yes, so this is one. And?
Yes. Well, another, if I want to say a mammal as well, the three striped mouse, for example.
In Hungarian?
Három csíkos egér.
Három csíkos egér. Three striped mouse.
But there are many highly endangered species in Hungary. For example, what is very popular is the otter, the Eurasian otter, which is also present in Hungary and which have been extincted from many European countries, unfortunately. Right.
Okay, thank you very much. We Hungarians are said to be a little bit pessimistic. So that's why your task is to listen to the bad news. Your task is listen to the good news, okay? Shall we have the next bit?
In Kenya, where poaching had been particularly severe, an aerial elephant count last year in Tsavo National Park showed the ban was working, and elephant populations were slowly picking up after facing near extermination. But in another development last year, CITES eased the ban on ivory sales, allowing three southern African states with healthy elephant populations to sell stockpiles of ivory to Japan in a one-off sale.
Okay, shall we start with the good news or the bad news?
Bad one.
Okay, bad news. Attila?
So bad news is that poaching...
Could you speak up, please?
So the bad news is that poaching in Kenya is very severe, and then the elephants are facing near extinction and extermination. So that's bad news.
So that's bad news again. And
the CITES eased the ban.
That's it. CITES eased the ban. So poachers got activated again and killed a lot of elephants. That's why there are so many orphan elephants now in the orphanage. And the good news?
The elephant population is increasing. Like, it is getting better, like bigger and better. So
right. Good. Okay. Why is ivory so valuable, Mr. Pershan, if you could answer that question? And I think you've got a very nice little ivory statuette.
Oh. No. Yeah. This is a pre-convention statue of an elephant, which was made of a fairly large piece of tusk. So it's not very delicate, very interesting. You can have a look at it. But nowadays, you can hardly buy this kind of statues because of the CITES ban. Ivory has been used by mankind for thousands of years, and many valuable artifacts were made of it. That was one of the reasons of the decrease of the elephant population. But another important reason is the habitat loss, because, and this is more important than the ivory itself. So if there is no enough room for the elephants, even in national parks or sanctuaries, then it would be very difficult for these large creatures to survive.
Right, thank you very much. Who is the best at memorizing data, memorizing numbers and figures? It's going to be a competition, a lot of figures, okay? Could we have the next bit, please?
Unfortunately, these warnings have rung true, and in Tsavo, Kenya's biggest national park, 29 elephants were poached for their tusks last year, five times more than in any of the previous 6 years. Reports from Zimbabwe say that 350 elephants were killed last year, with 31 killed in a single park in just 2 weeks.
Right, so a couple of data. Attila, you are really, really good at memorizing things. I've been wondering what you can come up with.
So in Kenya's biggest national park, last year 29 elephants were poached, and that's five times more than in any of the other nations in the past 6 years. I think that's all.
How about Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe.
How many elephants were killed?
350.
350, and 31 were killed in the park in 2 weeks. So that's very bad news. Again, because of CITES eased the ban on ivory trade. Right. Okay. Mr. Pershain, who is to blame? Poachers? Businessmen? Governments? Customers? Park rangers? Others?
We ourselves.
We are customers sometimes. So.
Well, for ivory poaching, those people are responsible who are buying ivory artifacts. But and generally speaking, for the loss of the elephants, people in general who are living and who are just, breeding humans, this is not a correct term, overpopulation, is responsible. And the use of natural areas and natural habitats where elephants could live are now used by humans, are used by agriculture land, used by roads and airfields and whatever. And that's why less and less area is available for wilderness and for those animals.
So basically it's civilization.
It's civilization, mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, I would like you to take over. Would you just come here and sit down facing the group and answering a couple of questions in connection with zoos in general. So let me start with a very nasty question. Animals are born free. So zoos are animal prisons. What's your answer to this?
Well, most of the animals living in zoos are born in zoos. This is a fact. So, for example, gorillas, who are about 800 gorillas in the world zoos, about 200 of them, the elderly ones, were born free, who born in the wilderness, and about 10, 20 years ago, they became inhabitants of a zoo. But nowadays, very few animals are in zoos which came from the wild. And if they come from the wild, they usually need to serve an important conservation breeding task, a captive breeding program to maintain endangered species in a captive environment.
Zoos serve a very important educational purpose. Is that true?
Yes, it's completely right.
But if it's right, how come that go into the entrance fee is so expensive?
Well, if it comes for an education purpose, for example, a school group comes to the zoo, the ticket price is the same as a ticket at the bus. So. Nowadays it's still 94 inches, a little bit cheaper than a bus ticket.
Yeah, I believe you have a present for the kids here.
Oh yeah, we have six
tickets. You want the bag?
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Have you ever been to the Budapest Zoo? Never? Now you have a chance to go to the Budapest Zoo. You have a free ticket. And thank you very much. And guys at the back, you can
You're most welcome.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. And I believe we have a couple of words here, and if you know Wanda, Mati, and Joel, elephantron, just shout it at
Ivory.
The...
Ivory.
Great. You're right. The next one, Megállásnélkül.
Around the clock.
So rock around the clock is not rokat óra körül. No, rock around the clock means Megállásnélkül. Good. Több műszakban dolgozik.
Working shift.
Great. Orvadászat.
Poaching.
Poaching and not mulching. Very funny. Hatóságilag betilt.
Banned.
And that's it. That was for today. Thank you very much, Mr. Pershain, for coming. And we are going to visit the zoo this Sunday. Is that okay? Or you are traveling somewhere?
Yeah.
Maybe this Sunday. Okay. Thank you and see you next week. Thank you.
délután műkorcsolya és síakrobatika. Este jégkorom mérkőzés első középdöntő, aztán az alpesi sí, női műlesiklás első futam. Késő este pedig snowboard döntővel és a női műlesiklás második futamával várjuk Önöket.
Emödi Lászlót, Werner Alajost és a regnumista atyákat az állambiztonsági szolgálat reggeltől estig figyelte.
Legintenzívebb ügynököm a Tudós Takás János nevezett úr volt, és a Kiszeli volt. És ez a szívenütő az ember számára, hogy egy ember, aki paptársa volt, ugye iskolatársam is volt a Kiszeli, oda jön és úgy tesz, mint a barátom.
Hitvallók és ügynökök. Vasárnap délután az M2-n.